Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, sign forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long you will be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel today comes from Luke in the first chapter, starting at the 26th verse. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, to the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And in those days, Mary set out and went with haste to be in Judea town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the gospel of our Lord today. Thanks be to God. This Sunday, we start the Advent season. And we invite you to journey along with us through our Advent devotional and explore what it looks like to hold hope. To hold hope when life feels really weird, especially after we just wrapped up a very different Thanksgiving celebration and are uncertain what Christmas celebrations might look like and what it means to bring peace in the face of fear. To practice joy when everything seems burdensome, and to choose love when sometimes it's just really hard. Our devotional company, Illustrated Ministry, told us that the inspiration behind the theme of "Do not be afraid" came from the angel's message in the first two chapters of the Gospel of Luke. This phrase is an instruction God gave to God's people throughout their history, and it's a message God continues to give to us today. Now, "fear not" or "do not be afraid" shows up over 100+ times in Scripture, And there is a debate in how many times. Sometimes you look it up, it says 365 times, but 100 plus times for sure. But this phrase is a common heavenly greeting and a message of reassurance found throughout the Bible. It is a blessing to be reminded, especially throughout God's word and even into today, do not be afraid. So as we journey in this Advent season, worshiping together in your living rooms, in our drive-in service, we invite you to ponder more deeply about these Bible stories in these next few weeks, to imagine some of the details that aren't filled in for us, and to make connections to your life, to your context this season. We also encourage you to explore how these ideas and themes influence how you may view God, how you may view your faith, and how you may view our very world today. So our theme this week is to hold hope. Hope is defined as a feeling or expectation, a desire for a certain thing to happen. Now, I certainly hold hope for the COVID-19 vaccine to be a truly safe option for everyone and that it can be safely distributed to people as quickly as possible so that we can return to a new normal after this very different past almost 9 months. Yet I know distribution is going to take some time and we are all still going to have to have a time period of transition, and my expectations are high. Yet I know there may be some challenges ahead. Yet I hold hope. I hold hope in this time that God certainly provided the gift of creation, our world, to be filled with people who have brain power and talents and gifts, have many gifts and resources of companies along with the FDA approval to make this happen as safely as possible. Plus, I continue to hold hope that God will always remind us when we need it the most, like today's gospel does. For nothing will be impossible with God. The angel Gabriel, who was sent by God to Nazareth, is the messenger of that word today to Mary. The angel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Mary was confused and really had to think about this greeting and what it might mean for her. Now, Mary must have had some kind of look on her face, or the angel just knew what was on her mind, because the angel went on by saying, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will have no end." Point and a story, the angel said. Now, if I was a 12, 13 or 14 year old engaged virgin, I'm sure I would have come back with the same response as Mary. But how? Really? How can this be since I'm a virgin? That was the question upon her lips. And as this hope unfolds, I believe this is what we miss many times. Let God be God, realizing that God is at work all around through the gift of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. In the presence of other people, in the presence of God winks, as I call them, they're reminding us of God's presence. Those moments when something happens, when we know that God has been at work. And Mary even says, "Let it be done. I am a servant of the Lord." So maybe we all need to pause like Mary did at this moment and think about how the Holy Spirit has brought us a message of hope, even when we have been afraid at points in our lives or now. How did you notice It was God making something impossible possible. Because Mary certainly did, with letting God be at work and turning it into God's hands to be the mother of our Lord. Because even in all the things we recognize or we reveal or we know, is so much hope. There's so much hope in what we do not yet know, as our devotional said this week. Imagine Mary and Elizabeth, their bellies round and rounder babies leaping inside them. Imagine all that those women did not know. They didn't know what to think of what the angel who had brought greetings and a message of God's favor. They didn't know what to think. They didn't know why they had been chosen for those roles. They didn't know how their children would change the world or how the world would change their children. They didn't know whether their community would rally around them or run them out of town when they saw these older women and this younger girl, both with child and full of hopes and dreams for their people. Neither exactly who these people were and what they would expect or perhaps play in what parts and roles in their communities and beyond. Yet, through all of this, these women loved each other and are blessed to be together through all this. And we're excited for each other. We're excited for what was ahead. They know that somewhere in the midst of this craziness was an extraordinary gift. They were blessed. They were blessed with an invitation to live their life. To live their life, ever changing as their daily lives may be. And the instruction to not be afraid. That's all they knew, was that same instruction God had given God's people all throughout their history. Do not be afraid. So, if it's good enough for Mary and Elizabeth and for God's people throughout history, then for sure it's good enough for us to hold on to. This kind of hope in God. Coming to us in a babe born in a manger to give us this kind of hope each and every day in our lives. Hope in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So as we hold hope for Jesus daily, and that for nothing will be impossible with God, who are the people in your life who hold hope for you? And who do you hold hope for? I invite you to take time with these questions this week. There's a little space on your devotional booklet that has those questions for you, and I invite you to ponder them in your hearts and on that paper in your devotional, in your minds, in your hearts, maybe even ponder them with a friend and ponder them with God. Hold hope close this week. Amen.